Her thought is the eyes of the beholder. And beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And y'all pray for me that I'll be able to bring this out. I went home last night and I enjoyed the message, but that was pretty much my thought. And so I had to go home. And 1 o'clock, I still hadn't let my wife go to sleep. Was laying in the bed in there, and I said, "You reckon he's going to give me a thought?" And he did, about 5 minutes later. And so she just said, "Yes, honey, he's going to give you a thought." And so I finally went to sleep, and I've got up this morning, and I've tried my best to study that out. And so y'all pray for us that we'll be able to bring us out in a way to be pleasing to him. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I pray you'll pay attention. If you're here tonight and you're saved, I pray you'll pay attention. We're going to take a reading lesson, just a few verses out of the first chapter of Revelation. In the fourth verse, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before the throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is faithful, a faithful witness, and the first fruit of the begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And that is our reading lesson. And we're taking her thought out of the seventh verse. It said, "And behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. So it said, every eye shall see him. And it said, even those who pierced him. So the ones that nailed the nails in his hands, the ones that nailed the nails in his feet, the ones, the soldiers that took the spear and pierced his side, they're gonna see him. So we believe in a general resurrection. We believe the just and the unjust. When he comes in that cloud, we're all gonna see him. And those all in the graves are gonna come out of the graves, and they all are gonna see him. And I've loved that subject for years now about the resurrection and the Lord coming back. It's been really special to me, but I want you to realize tonight how the beauty is going to be in the eyes of the beholder. It's according how it is in that day, how you're going to see him. I can't imagine how those, when they come out of the grave and they see him that nailed his hands to that cross, that pierced his feet, and then took the spear and pierced his side, when they see him coming, how they're going to look upon him and knowing what they've done. So we know that tonight there will be a resurrection from the just and the unjust. So tonight, I pray that we'll be able to, I want to first look at the first hand of it, those of us that are saved. And I've tried to study on this, and I don't understand it, and you can't understand it, because it tells us we don't understand how this is going to be. So I don't know why I've spent so much time on it, but I just love the thoughts of it. I can't wait to someday that how I know
know my spirit now cannot sin. I know it's like God. It is. He dwells in me. That's the good part of me. It's Him. But then someday I'm going to have a body that's going to be likened unto His, and it's not going to sin either. Amen. And I'm going to look to Him. And I know then I'll be able to look at Him in a way I've never been able to before. Moses said, show me your glory. And he said, no one can look at my face and live. So we realize that tonight. But someday we'll be able to look at Him and be able to see Him for what He is. And I want you to know, I look forward to that day. But over in John, in chapter 3, the first John, chapter 3 and verse 2, it said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. So we realize tonight, when He shall appear, we will be like Him. Brother Corey, last night, Brother Benji preached on suddenly, and Brother Corey said, we'll be changed in a twinkling of the eye. I don't understand all that. I don't mind telling you right now, but I'll tell you this. This body is going to change. When that eastern sky busts open and He comes on that cloud, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be able to look at Him and be able to see Him like He truly is. And I want you to know, we'll be able to do that in live. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I look forward to the day. John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. I'll tell you, I can't wait to see the Easter sky bust open. You say, how can you say that? All these children are still not saved. I want you to know there are going to be more and more born every day. Your kid, you're going to have great grandbabies that's going to be born. I want you to know we need to continue you all to do the best we can. But listen to me, this whole world is going to come to end. And honey, for some of us, when we see Him coming, we're going to rejoice. And I want you to realize there's going to be some that's not going to be able to look upon His face. But it says over here in the Corinthians, Apostle Paul said over there in 2 Corinthians in the 3rd chapter and 18th verse, but we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same Egypt. Listen, from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. You realize what that's saying? It's saying we're going to be changed in the same image from glory to glory. When we look at Him, we'll be like He is. That's special to me. No, we'll be not sitting there on a throne, but we'll be as He is, both body and soul. David said over in the Psalms, he said, I've quoted this over and over because I love it. He said, I'll be satisfied when I awake and I'm in Thy likeness. So in other words, when I come out of the grave and I'm just like You, then I'll be satisfied. I want to go back and just read the next verse over here in John. Below now, I listen, and it said, every man that hath this hope in Him purify himself, even as He is pure. I want you to know, honey, when He saves your soul, there's a sanctification process begins. But honey, for you have to purify this flesh as you go along. Yes, someday He's going to clean up His church. He'll come back and clean her up and make her perfect. But she'll be spotless without a blemish. But we've got a work to do. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I don't understand. I'm not Brother Benji. I don't understand why he thinks we're beautiful. But he does. I've said it different times. I stand up here and I get to look out here at the bride of Christ. Someday there's going to be a wedding. I've stood right here and married, I don't know how many couples are right there. I've stood outside. I talked about a bunch of them. Brother Dusty and Leah's, that was one of the neatest weddings I believe I ever done. But I stood right here, and I stood there with a groom, and I've watched him, and I've watched those doors open back, and I've stood, and I said, stand in the reference for the bride. And I've seen everybody, they'll be sitting here, and they'll turn around and look at her, and I can't help it. I'll look at her for a second. She's beautiful. But I can't help it. I always look over here and heal. That's what I want to see. And you'll look over there, and that groom will be standing there with a smile on his face and a tear running down his cheek. And I want you to know the beauty in the sight of the beholder. Brother Brad goes around telling people all the time that Brother Jail's pretty, ain't he? Pretty. Yes, I ain't he pretty. Brother Brad don't agree. Brother Marty, ain't he pretty? Marty don't agree. But Jesus Christ. Ain't he pretty? And he say, amen. Amen. I'm his. Beauty is out of my eye to behold her. I may not ever be pretty to nobody but him, but I'll take that. When he sees me coming, when he's coming, and he looks at me, I'll be looking at him. There'll be a tear in my eye. I don't know about him, but I believe he'll be happy to see me. And then he's going to wipe away all tears. Whoa! And they're all going to be gone. No more pain, no more sickness. All that stuff will be gone. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. We'll be satisfied then. I've done everything in the world to try to be satisfied with this. I've not done enough purifying of it. But I've worked it, I've run it, I've lift weights with it, I've done everything I know, I've dieted it. I've never been satisfied. But one day, after a while, I will be satisfied. Amen. Oh, Job said, I'll just lay in the ground and I rot. Can you imagine how long this man's been in the grave? He said, but my eyes shall see God. He will see my flesh shall see God. He's going to come out of the grave. So is Moses. So is Adam. They're going to come out of the grave somewhere. And they're going to see him. The one they're so longing for. I want you to know, and then both body and soul is going to come together. They're going to rejoice one another. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? When you hear that trumpet a few years ago, we went down to Nashville when they started all this homosexual marriage stuff. We hopped on a bus and went to Nashville. We went down yonder, a bunch of us did, and I'm not ashamed of it. We need more of that today. If we do more of that, instead of arguing and fussing and protesting, we get somewhere. We went down yonder with a church that don't even fellowship us, but we went together anyway and had a big time. We got down there, and that old, it was some kind of preacher. He got up yonder, and he read from Jeremiah, and he sounded a trumpet. I'll never forget that. He had that big old trumpet. He got up there, and he blew, and she went, whoa! And I thought, wow! One of these days, all around the world, we're going to hear a trumpet, and every eye is going to see him. I don't know how that's going to work, but you're going to. Yeah. Even the ones that pierced his side and drove the nails in his feet, and his hands, they're gonna see him. I believe that old rich man, he's gonna come out of the grave. He's gonna see him. And lost friend tonight, you listen to me. You're gonna see him. No man can look on his face and shall live. No man. If you want to be, I have to be honest about it. When Paul suddenly, a great light shined around about him, he saw Christ. He had to see him, to be an apostle. And honey, that's what blinded him. He was not in darkness. He was in light. I want you to realize something today. You're going to see him. It ain't going to be the same for you. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Everywhere I've went to have funeral revivals at work, and I've asked people to pray for my Hattie Claire. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, sweetheart. I promise you I'm not. But Sunday night, those prayers got answered. I wanted her to have the same thing I've got. I wanted her to have the same thing her daddy's got. I wanted her to have the same thing that you all that are saved has got. I wanted her, whether it's 100 years, a year tomorrow, before I get through preaching, or 1,000 years from now, I wanted her to be able to come out of the grave and be able to see him and see his glory and look at him in the face then. Glory to glory. Hey, can you get that? Amen. Glory to glory. That's how we'll look at him. As he is. I don't know about you, but that means something to me. I'll be satisfied when I see him and I'm in his likeness. And behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun becomes black, and sackcloth is heard, and the moon becomes blood. I believe that blood will be there for a witness for the whole world. That he shed enough blood for the whole world to be saved. And it's going to be a witness to you, lost friend. And the stars from heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth forth her untimely figs, and when she is shaken of the mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll. And when it was rolled together, every mountain and island were moved out of their place. The kings of the earth and the great men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks and the mountains and said unto the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of the wrath is come, and he who shall be able to stand. Did you hear what I read? Hide us from the face. No man can look upon his face and live. Lost friend, you will not be able to face him that day. When you see him, you're going to do everything you can to get his face out of, away from you. You won't want to look on him. Yeah. is the eyes of my heart. I'm going to tell you, he's going to come back like a lion. He's going to come back to destroy all those who didn't believe. I can't wait to look on his face. I want to tell you what Moses had said. He talked to him face to face. And the man didn't do it for him, and I don't believe he saw him completely. But he's going to. He said, Lord, show us your glory. And he's going to see it. And he's going to be able to see him truly as he is. I don't, it just don't appear what we shall be. I don't know. If John didn't know, I'm pretty sure I don't. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be satisfied whatever it is. I love him tonight. He's been a friend to me. A few years ago, we was in a revival here, and all week the church hadn't showed up, and I was the most discouraged pastor you'd ever seen. On a Sunday morning, I got up, and when I was coming here to preach, I was sitting in my recliner working up one of the best sermons you've ever seen to rebuke a church. And I was doing a good job of it. And all of a sudden, wham, whooped me like a child. I fell over in the floor and I began to beg him to forgive me. And a song come to me about my beloved. I come here and I read those scriptures. I told everybody how much I loved them. No one didn't shake their hand. I ain't going to lie to you. I come here a little bit discouraged tonight. I ain't discouraged no more. Amen. I'm happy, pappy. You know what I want for you? You not to be discouraged either. Amen. I want you to be able to behold him for what he is. I want you for suddenly everything changed for you. I want you to be saved. I want you to be born again. I want you to be able to get up and say, I can't wait to lay my eyes on him. See, that's what it's all about. It ain't about me getting discouraged. It ain't about you getting discouraged. It's about his glory. So I may not be much to look at today, but one day I will be. I may be a bunch of monks, a whole bunch that look just as good. I don't care. If I can be like him, if I won't let him down no more, if I won't get discouraged no more, if I won't get disgusted no more, if I just be happy. They sang a song, everybody will be happy over there. And they will be. Lost friend, it said the moon was going to turn his blood red. We left here the night and the moon, it wasn't, it, I don't know, it was probably, I don't know what, they dip in water or whatever it is. And it was just as white. Before we got home, it was just as red. She said, you seen that moon? I said, I sure am. One of these days, I mean, she's going to be bloody. And we know the moon gets its light from the sun. So in that day, when that happens, it ain't going to have nothing to do with the sun. It's going to have to do with blood. I'm telling you, people, it's going to be bloody. And the sun's going to be black. And it says The islands are going to move. The mountains are going to move. It's going to be the awfulest time you've ever seen. People are lost. People are going to be running to hide. It says all the mighty men, I've said this before, and they got places in the mountains dug out for the president and all these important people. Just goes way on back, a mile or two in mountains, and they, if something bad happens, they're going to take them there and they're going to hide them. And they're going to be safe from the destruction to come. See, the Bible told us about that way before they dug them holes back in the mountains. That's what they're going to do. And that's where they're going to go, and they're going to try to hide from him. Hide from his face because they don't want to face him. Because they can't look on him and live. But they ain't going to be able to hide. All friend, they ain't nowhere you're going to be able to hide. You may go outside tonight. You may hide under mama tonight. You may lie. You may tell all kinds of stories. You may do everything to get away from him tonight. But in that day, you will not hide. He'll find you where you're at. Me and my wife talk about where we're going to be buried. Strom Cemetery is buried over there. It's just full. That's where mama and daddy's buried. Most of my family, my brother's buried at Mount Union. Rocky Mound's just about full. I don't reckon it matters. I told her, just put me wherever. I ain't going to stay there. We used to say all the time, it's all, we've laid them to rest in their final resting place. You forget that. That ain't no final resting place. Honey, I can come out of her wherever she's at. I know it don't matter to me. Just throw me off down there and hang and rock on her. Be good as any. Hey, I'm going to come out of there. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I'm going to look at him face to face. I'm going to be as he is. I'll never fail him again. I'll never leave and say what a mess. We'll get down here tonight about 52. And I'll say, boy, that's a mess, won't it? And Sheila will say, no, honey, it wasn't a mess. We'll get down there by that bridge. I'll say, oh, Lord, please forgive me. What a mess. And she'll say, honey, it wasn't a mess. We'll get back to square. And I say, oh, Lord, forgive me. What a mess. And she'll say, it's okay. Never again. I say, preachers buried with their Bibles. I won't need it where I'm going. I've got them fixed up for my children. Amen. I want them to look out. Yeah. I hope it'll be a reminder to them. Yeah. Every tear their daddy cried for the Lord's sake. Every time I stood up, made a mess reading and trying to preach. But I hope they'll take and use them. Don't bury it with me.
Amen.
I don't care about being resurrected with it. I'm going to where the Word is.
Amen.
Where He is.
Amen.
He's the Word. Lost friend, would you listen to me tonight? If you can't stand and say that, if it ain't going to be beautiful to you, then you need to do something. See, there's still chance. There's still time right now. There's hope right now. If suddenly he's dealing with you, seek him right now. Thank you, Lord. At 5 minutes after one, I looked at the clock. He said, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Thank you for another thought.
Amen.
Amen. I just got to read them two verses one more time. Now, beloved, now we are the sons of God. And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But we all with open face behold him as in a glass. It's called, you get what this is saying? The glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. If that don't mean something to you, you need to come to this altar. Because something just ain't right. It means something to this old boy. That's my thought. I pray the Lord tonight, if you're not saved and you can't look forward to seeing him face to face, that you'll do something about it. Call on him. Why is now? Come tonight.